To whom we should be thankful for in spite of success. For every success we achieve, let's not forget to thank God first and foremost. Parents and our immediate family, our siblings and in-laws, nieces, friends, and people who believe that we will reach our present status. To all, thank you very much. May we live well, peacefully, and abundantly. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Helping as a token of gratitude. Despite the success we are experiencing, it is good that we continue to give help to our community. To give back in everything we enjoy, for giving us work and business, for good health, for giving us family and life every day. There are many ways we can help our community. We can lead feeding programs, medical missions, teach street children, and many more. Regardless if it is big or small, what is important is that we are able to share help with other people. As said in a song, we live not only for ourselves. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! How to boost our self-esteem. Our number one fan is ourselves. Other people often don't notice the good things we do, but instead our weakness. Marie, not her real name, shared her secret on how she boosts her self-esteem or self-confidence. According to Marie, whenever she is discouraged, she looks in the mirror and says, "You can do it. You're beautiful. Don't pay attention to the negative things they say to you." In our lives, it is best that we are always positive and trust that God is always there to guide us and help us to overcome life's trials. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Secret in achieving dreams. It's natural to dream. It's free. But we have to work hard for it, because it will not come on its own. Rennie, not her real name, shared with us one of her secrets in reaching her dreams, because she noticed that some of the people she met only wanted to reach their dreams from the start, but later forgets to have it achieved. According to Rennie, in order not to forget our dreams, when we wake up in the morning, let's always remind ourselves of what we want to achieve, because everything we want to achieve is based on everything we do. This reminder will serve as our guide so that we don't lose our way. Let's also think about it before going to sleep as a way of assessing ourselves if we are still on the right path or already losing our way. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! helping each other in time of disaster. After the tsunami hit Japan a few years ago, many Japanese, Filipinos, and other races lost their homes while others lost their loved ones. But in situations like this, some superheroes appear. One of them is Angel, a Pinay married to a Japanese man. Their house is big and they were not affected much by the calamity. So she opened her home to the victims. She fed several residents and temporarily offered her house for them to stay, even though she never knew most of them. Brothers and sisters, if we are stable in life, it would be good for us to share our resources with our neighbors, as Angel did. And it's God's will to repay your kindness. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Tips to always look young. Robert and Ervic are the same age. The two are already friends in the Philippines. Their bond became even stronger when they started to work in Japan. Because the two are often together, they are often compared to each other. Robert as looking young or baby face, as described by his friends. Ervic as Robert's older brother, because if you carefully look on Ervic's face, you would think that their age difference is more than 10 years. Why is that so? They have the same age, but the looks of the other one doesn't match his age. According to Robert, his secret to always looking young is he just makes it a habit of smiling even when he is annoyed and pissed off. In short, he avoids negative things that will make him feel bad. As for Ervic, he always makes even the smallest thing a big deal, and he is often suspicious of her colleagues' actions. Let's spread good vibes, not hate. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! A friend's reminder to fellow Filipino. In any country, there are always Filipinos. Some had succeeded, others were tested by fate. No matter what our status in life, always remember what I have told you, my fellow countrymen. Don't judge people because we don't know them well as well as their personalities. Don't abuse the person who trusts you, and don't be selfish to give your time to those people in need. Don't forget the person who always thinks the best for you. Don't say words that will harm others or your well-being. If we will make this as a guide to our lives, we will definitely experience happiness and abundance. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Lucky with Japanese husband. Elena, not her real name, has been married to her Japanese husband for 27 years. Because their language, culture, and beliefs are different, the couple also argues. This is normal in a relationship, but Elena promised herself that she would overcome all the challenges she may encounter. Some old customs made their relationship difficult, such as a woman has no rights to ask her husband on what time he would come home. Fortunately, her husband already changed. Elena is now able to ask her husband where he is going and what time he will be home. There are also some husbands who don't help with housework, but they will be used to it. However, Elena is lucky as her husband is also helping her in doing household chores. But not all situations are like this. If only some women would experience this too. So for Pinays who want to be married with Japanese, be ready. We may be stable financially, but there are things that we have to sacrifice. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Don't forget your own language. Anna, not her real name, has been living in Japan for a long time with her Japanese husband. They have two children. Because the children grew up in Japan, they no longer know how to speak in Filipino and even English. It was because their mother did not even teach them. To all Filipinos living in Japan, let's not forget to teach our children our national language, Filipino, as it is part of our culture. Same with the English language, as it is a universal language. We can and will use it in the future. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Secret to Abundant Life. As long as our mind and body are able to work hard, just go for it. Just don't forget to rest and relax. However, be careful when you rest. You might forget that you have a lot of work to do. Sometimes, we stress about our hectic schedule. But the only solution to that is proper time management. Just make a timetable and checklist and make it a habit to check it before going to bed, so you don't forget anything the next day. Let's keep on dreaming. There's nothing wrong with it. But always remember, action speaks louder than words. Don't make an excuse that you couldn't find a job. It won't get to you. You have to search for it. But be careful in searching so you don't end up on the wrong path. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you!